This is Petra Haller, and today I am speaking with Tondi and Niambi of the hip-hop neo-soul duo Oshun. How are you both doing today?
We're doing really good. I'm excited to be at the top of the new week, getting ready to hit the road again.
So for the last over a year now, you've been touring the world. Now you're touring through the United States again, and up into Canada, I see, as well, supporting Bittersweet Volume 1. How has this experience been so far?
This experience has been, what I would say, is more than we could ever expect. We travel the world, and night after night, we get to see how our music and our movement impacts people. And it's very inspiring to see that we have a whole community of people that look like us, that don't look like us, that have our beliefs, that don't have our beliefs. And I think it's powerful for us both to just see how far our message can travel.
Now, you graduated 2 years ago from university. Have you found that you have more time now to dedicate to your music, or are you just as busy as ever?
Definitely just as busy, but we definitely have more time to tour, to make music. So, I mean, we don't have as much time to do other things because, you know, we're fully independent, partially self-managed, so it is a lot of hands-on time for us. But we definitely we're full-time artists, you know, so it's not like we're doing school during the day, I mean, or night classes and, you know, balancing between classwork and coursework and traveling for shows and things like that. So definitely more focused. Very much focused. I mean, as soon as we graduated, we started to kind of tour nonstop.
And are you going to be able to begin working on Bittersweet Volume 2 anytime soon? Is it already in the works?
Oh, yeah. we're currently whipping the pot as we speak.
Amazing. Is there an ETA on when that may come into the world?
No.
Okay.
We'll reveal our information.
Okay.
But just know that there is a Volume 2 in the works, and there's some stuff before Volume 2 as well, some surprises that we have cooking up that will be available very soon.
Okay, awesome. We'll be in anticipation until then. Now, in your work, you reach back to your ancestors while also building this vision for tomorrow for future generations. What kind of ancestors do you aim to be for future generations?
That's a lovely question. Definitely aim to be powerful ancestors, praying that our spirit is just as strong, I mean, stronger really, after, you know, we leave this body than we are now, trying to make sure that we lead by example each and every day so that, you know, our legacy speaks for itself, that we are able to be beacons of love and light in real time right now, and then also as ancestors, you know, we hope to just be beacons of love and light, like I said, sweetness, joy, peace, healing in real time and, you know, forever.
Yeah. I would add very quickly, too, that I think our descendants will look at us as ancestors who restored a certain level of culture for our lineages and a certain level of wealth for our lineages. I think they will look back at us and know that the way that they live has to do with the lifestyle that we set up for ourselves and for our children, our future children.
Now, could you touch on how love can be an act of resistance, how love can be a form of activism?
Yeah, well, love comes in many forms. I think one of the most revolutionary, disruptive forms of love is self-love, and it can ring as a cliche, but it's super true, you know, throughout the world. A lot of the powers that be that, you know, that control a lot of people, that oppress a lot of people, that are the hands that which people suffer. Yeah, you know, that colonize a lot of people. All of these powers that be, you know, they are so powerful because the first thing they have to do is convince us of our lack of power. The first thing they have to do is convince us of our unworthiness, of love, of respect, of power, of wealth, of all of these things. And so self-love is the beginning of restoring all of that Westernization, colonization, and just evil throughout the world has disrupted. You know, loving yourself is the foundation of doing unto others the way that you want them to do unto you. Loving yourself is the foundation of having good character and you know, being able to be grounded and peace and joy and healing. So I think in that way, love is incredibly revolutionary because, you know, robbers don't break into empty homes. So the fact that we are so heavily controlled throughout the world means that something to love about us. Yeah.
Now, sunflowers feature prominently in the visuals for your music, such as in the music video for Parts, but also elsewhere. Now, what is their significance in the Osh universe?
Sunflowers are just a strong representation of sweetness, of light. I mean, even the fact that sunflowers, a lot of their purpose has to do with the sun, and it radiates a light. It grows toward the sun, and it grows toward light. And we just like to represent and embody light beings and light energy in everything that we do.
And in some variations of Yoruba culture where Oshun exists, sunflowers in some parts of that culture throughout the diaspora are used as an offering to her. But like Tandi said, one of the main qualities is the fact that if you see a sunflower, you see a sunflower and the sun rises, the sunflower will follow the direction of the sun. Wherever the sun is facing, the sunflower will follow suit. So, you know, that light being, that the sun being the light, the source, like Tandi said, sweetness, like Tandi said, and always positioning ourselves as sunflowers, as the Sunflower Squad, as, you know, children of sweetness of Oshun, essentially, to always position ourselves towards lightness.
What can festival attendees expect at the show tomorrow?
Well, they can expect great music. They can expect to move their bodies. And above anything, they can expect to leave more in love with themselves, higher in energy, higher in vibration than when they came.
Definitely come hydrated, though, because everyone's going to have to work.
Now, before we say goodbye, is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Sure. Stream Bittersweet Volume 1 on your favorite digital platform.
Watch Blessings on Blessings on YouTube. And, you know, by the end of this week, we may or may not have, you know, another surprise out in the ether.
In the ethers.
Okay.
And make sure you follow us at Oshun, O-S-H-U-N, on Instagram.
And stay sweet.
Well, that's wonderful.
To yourself and to the world.
We really can't wait to see you perform tomorrow at the Spirit of the Suffragettes Festival. Tandi and Niambi, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
Bye.